Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Obama thought he had put the Russian bear to sleep with his loud, arrogant voice. Where is the President of the United States of America? This is perhaps the most depressing, embarrassing day in American history. Here we have a man, the President of the United States, who speaks loudly and carries a broken stick, who has disappeared from public view while his arch enemy, Vladimir Putin, has launched repeated airstrikes in the nation of Syria. To make matters even more interesting, Putin has signed a decree drafting 150,000 conscripts into the Russian military. To make matters even more crazy, Iran and Hezbollah are preparing a major ground offensive in Syria with the Russian Air Force as air cover. Can you believe what's going on? Can you believe what's going on and Obama gets away with hiding? How does the President of the United States get away with hiding in a time like this when he just spoke so loudly the other day as though he was in control? He had put Putin in his place. He was firmly in control. You know how? Do you know how he gets away with it? Tell me the consequences of this man's behavior. His entire life has been that of liberals kissing his feet for reasons I don't think you need to have me articulate. From the time he was a little boy, they kissed his feet. The liberals smoothed the way, ushered him right into the presidency, where he is an abject failure at every level. But I don't want to talk about this loser. I want to talk about Syria. And I'm going to ask you the same question today that I asked you yesterday, right here on the Savage Nation. Now, if you're a moron and want to hear about a baseball game, go ahead, make my day and turn the station. Go ahead and make my day and listen to some idiot with bling in his teeth rubbing his crotch, if that's what you want. Or some slut from Hollywood falling down and having her breasts exposed. And you wonder why you have no nation, you fool. Putin signs a decree drafting 150,000 conscripts, and we have men in pink ties yesterday mumbling and stumbling over themselves. Oh, don't behave that way. We'd hope the Russians would behave another way. We'd hope the Russians would understand the bigger picture. Can you believe what this great nation has become under this fraud? So why is it happening? Well, I want to take you back in time, as you call this show, The Savage Nation, to express your viewpoints on whether you support or oppose Russia's airstrikes yesterday and today. Very simple question. Do you support or oppose Russia's airstrikes today? Now, please don't call me and tell me that they're not attacking ISIS, they're attacking Syrian rebels. We covered that baby talk yesterday. Well, let's move the dialogue a little past what we all know is true. And by the way, at the same time, right on schedule, sorry I can't notice it, there's a shooting in an Oregon community college, 10 dead, right on schedule. I'm sorry, I'm not generally given to conspiracy theories, but it seems to be a very convenient way to get Obama's abject, disastrous failures as a foreign policy moron off the headlines. Now we're all focused on the deaths at a community college. I didn't say that it was orchestrated by the government, but I'm starting to wonder, how do these things happen so conveniently for a failure like this? Where is Obama? What fundraiser is he at? Where is he hiding? Well, let's put that aside again. Do you remember when the Pope was here 10,000 years ago? That was just a week ago, remember? The great communist Pope came through, waving his magic wand, and millions of fools came running, not knowing he was expounding the straight-out socialist line of the Peronistas from his home country. They didn't even know what they were cheering. Remember what I said to you? Weeks before the Jewish holidays that just came and went. Remember what I told you, that what was coming around Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and then the Pope arrived? I said there are things happening in this universe that are going to be bigger than you can imagine right after the Pope's visit. I told you that. Do you remember that on this show? I'm not talking about the Redskins today. I'm not going to waste your time talking about sports. This is a talk show. You want to turn into a sports show? Good luck to you. There's plenty of sports radio shows. Why, he hit one out of that field. No, he didn't hit it really the greatest, right? He has a 200. No, he has a 220. Why, I remember my father took me to a baseball game. No, I have my hat on backwards. I know what's going on. And you wonder why you have no country, you fool? Pay attention. Be a man. Put a pair of pants on and get the shorts off. Put your hat on forwards, not backwards, you idiot, you. You're losing your nation. And you're losing your nation because of yourself, because you don't pay attention to politics. So I'm going to help you pay attention to politics. You are witnessing one of the greatest events in your lifetime. You are witnessing a change like you have never seen in your lifetime. And I predicted when the Pope was here, when the Blood Moon was here, when the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur holidays were over, I predicted right on this microphone, right in your ears, that great events were happening and things would happen that you would never expect. And then Obama had a meeting with Putin, and he was going to put that Putin in his place. And the thin man walked out of the meeting, the big thin man. He walked out of that meeting with that booming voice of his. Talk loudly and carry a broken stick. And if you looked at the still shots that were doctored by his friends in the media, he looked like he was in charge. But if you looked at the moving pictures of the thin man, he looked like a frightened child who had just had hell itself visited upon him. He was scared to death. And the very next day, Putin launched airstrikes. Now Putin decrees drafting 150,000 conscripts. I predicted something big was happening. I didn't know what it would be. So you say, all right, great, Savage, now move on. What do you predict now? It's easy to say you're looking back and you predicted something big. You didn't say what, and something big did happen. So very nice, Savage, but I'm a cynic. I don't believe a word you say. You're not so smart. So what's going to happen tomorrow, Savage? Well, I'll tell you what. I'll turn to the source. I will turn to the source of all of my wisdom and all of my knowledge because it's in my DNA. It's in Michael's DNA. I'm not here by accident. I'm not even living by accident. I'm here because somebody up there wants me here. Let's put it to you that way. I won't use the word. I know it offends people. Somebody up there wants me here. And I'm now turning to the word of that someone up there, where he talks about Gog and Magog, because the Bible predicted what would happen. Persia, Cush, and Put will come against Israel. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face toward Gog of the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech. I can't even pronounce these names. I never heard of them. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, chief prince of Meshech and Tubah. What is this about? And I will turn thee about and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed most gorgeously, a great company with buckler and shield, all of them handling swords, Persia, Cush, and Put with them. All of them with shield and helmet. And then it goes on in Ezekiel, if you want to see biblical prophecy coming to light. Thus saith the Lord God, art thou he of whom I spoke in old time by my servants, the prophets of Israel, that prophesied in those days for many years that I would bring thee against them? And it shall come to pass in that day when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, that my fury shall arise up in my nostrils. You see, God knew this was coming. God knew that Iran would run through that corridor like Grant took Richmond. Because that's what's happening right in front of your eyes. The very Iran that your president, that your lousy president, the very Iran that your lousy president just gave a pathway to nuclear weapons, the day later he's turned on your lousy president. And Iran is now racing into the Syria that Obama thinks he controlled. But who really controls what's going to happen? God controls it. It's been prophesied. It shall come to pass in that day when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, that my fury shall arise up in my nostrils. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. There shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel. so that the fishes of the sea and the fowls of the heaven and the beasts of the field and all creeping things that creep upon the ground and all the men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence, and the mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains. You can read it yourself. And I will send the fire on Magog. I will send the fire on them that dwell safely in the isles, and they shall know that I am God. We are living through crazed biblical times, and I have chills up my spine as I tell you this. Many years ago, when I was a local radio host, I think I was still a local host, 15 years ago, I don't remember. It would have to have been longer. I had Jerry Falwell on, who at the time was extremely influential in this nation and in the world. Remember, he was Ronald Reagan's pastor. Do you remember? Do you remember that man? And he spoke of Gog and Magog on this program, on the Savage Nation at that time. It was new to me at the time, but I've since looked at it, because I asked him what he predicted would come. And he told me to look at Gog and Magog, and he explained it. We're going to try and find that tape. Falwell is no longer with us. He's in heaven. But the fact of the matter is, these are profound times, whether you think they're controlled by God or not. You have to admit that these are profound times. And you also have to admit that we have an invisible president who doesn't even exist. Barack Obama may as well be a virtual president. Barack Obama is a total creation of whoever found him, cultivated him, created him, and used him to push this communist agenda down our throats. That's right. Barack Obama is a virtual president. Where is he? Where is he? He's nowhere to be found. And at the same time, 10 people shot at a community college in Oregon. We still don't know who the shooter is. Very convenient, wouldn't you say? Very convenient that the day the invisible president is more invisible than ever. Suddenly, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, ABC, CBS, NBC is suddenly covering a shooting on a community college instead of the fact that Russia is bombing Syria and that Russia signed a decree drafting 150,000 conscripts into the Russian military. Party on, girls. Party on, girls. Girls just want to have fun. Michael Savage, you'll be back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CO-I-N.
I think that what Russia is doing may save the lives of Christians in the Middle East. You understand that the Syrian government, for their good and for their bad, over the history of this country, they have protected Christians, they have protected minorities from the Islamists.
100% right. That's the very influential son of beloved evangelist Billy Graham, a Reverend Franklin Graham, speaking out as a true leader. And he spoke on Newsmax television, and he said what I said yesterday, which anyone who understands what is going on knows to be true. What Russia is doing, as repugnant as it may appear to you, may save the lives of Christians and, by the way, of Jews in Syria. Where are the Jews on this? I'm sorry, I have to say it again. Where are the professional Jewish organizations? Where are they? I don't even know the names of these groups. Where are they when they see what's going on? Do you know that the Jewish people in Syria are a large minority community and they're protected by Assad? You didn't know that? You know the Christians who are being slaughtered in Iraq and Syria are protected by Assad? That's not a factor in your decision of what should be done? Why is Russia protecting Christians on top of protecting Assad? Because he understands we're in a battle for the survival of Christianity and the Western civilization. Wake up, fool. Look beyond the stupid Reaganites who are stuck in the 1980s as though it's the Russia of the Soviet era. They can't get past the 1980s. It's as though they fell into a pile of amber. Like prehistoric mastodons, they go around saying that Russia is the greatest threat to the world. Well, let me tell you something. When I lay awake at night and I can't sleep thinking about my grandchildren, I don't worry about what Russia might be doing. I worry about what these psychotic bastards are doing who are called Islamists. I have a video on my website of an Islamic throwback in Norway. They let him in under asylum. And he says anyone who burns a Quran must be killed. And then he says he will be killed by a Muslim. It won't be me, because he understands he can't say that. He said it could happen from a Somali or a Chechen or some other Muslim in this country. Do you understand what it is letting them into this country, you stupid morons, you? You idiotic, liberal, psychotic, self-defeating, self-hating idiots. You're giving your country away, you idiot, you. You're going to wake up and be a minority in your own country. You'll be bowing to Mecca. You'll have your head cut off, you idiots, you. Take a look at what's going on in a small country like Norway, and you'll know what liberals have done to that country. First, it was drugs, by the way, long before the Muslims. They were the ones who put drugs into the arms of the children in Norway. They took those beautiful Nordic people, and they put heroin in their arms. That's what liberalism did. They argued for exchange and needle exchange programs. They argued for liberalization of drugs, sex, rock and roll, and they destroyed Norway. And then after they destroyed the manhood, the very blood of Norway, what did they do next? Not only to Norway, but all the Scandinavian countries, after they wrecked the manhood of those countries. In came the Muslims. They brought them in. And they didn't just bring in Muslims who wanted to be Norwegians. They brought in fanatical throwbacks who wanted to kill anybody who did not believe in their primitive view of the world. Same thing here, happening right here. Same thing here. Why, there are Muslims who know what ISIS represents to the world. They want to kill ISIS more than you do because they know them better than you do. In fact, if you look at the story going on in Syria right now, there's a part of it that you probably won't get to. It's actually in the article from the Daily Mail. Putin signs decree drafting 150,000 into the Russian military. As Iran and Hezbollah prepare major ground offensive in Syria with air support from Moscow's bombers, we know that. But if you scroll down in that article, it's a very long article, by the way. There's a very interesting subtext in this article about one of his Muslim warriors, a Russian warrior from Chechnya. Chechen President Razman Kadyrov has called on Russian leader Vladimir Putin to send in Muslim ground troops to fight the Islamic State in Syria. Can you believe this? You don't know of any such thing. I would welcome the day that I wake up, that I hear a Muslim soldier, a Muslim general in America saying, send in Muslim American troops to fight ISIS in Syria. We're ready to go. When is that day going to come? When are we going to see the day that we have Muslims standing up and saying, I am a Muslim and I am proud, but I hate ISIS and I'm willing to fight them? Tell me when that day will come.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Failed. There would be a bloodbath of Christians. There would be tens and tens of thousands of Christians that would be murdered and slaughtered. And on top of that, you would have hundreds of thousands of more refugees that would be pouring into Europe. So Russia, right now, I see their presence as helping to save the lives of Christians.
Those are absolutely correct views. That's Franklin Graham on Newsmax TV. He understands what's at stake for the Christian world. And now you understand why the atheists in the American media are opposed to Russian airstrikes. Not only are they confused in terms of chronology and time, they think they're living in the 1980s and it's the Soviet Union trying to expand and take over the world. But they're also confused with regard to the special case of Christians in the Middle East who are being decimated. They're being destroyed. I know many of you don't care about that because, you know, Christianity is dead and God is dead and the churches are made only for dance parties right now. But the fact of the matter is there are millions of Christians in the world, hundreds of millions, actually over a billion. In the Middle East, they're being eliminated through genocide by Muslims. And so you look at Syria, you've got a Jewish community that's significant, been there for ages, a thousand, how many years, I don't know. Don't really know. A long time. They're protected by Assad. So which side are you on? Now you're suddenly against Russia, so what side are you on? So I want you to think this through. You're against Russia. You're listening to that warmonger McCain. You're listening to the fools, the empty skirts in the media who don't know what the heck they're talking about. They never did. All they do is cross their legs and smack their lips. All they do is run a beauty contest on Fox News, by and large. A few of them have brains. Most of them are just showgirls. But I don't have an axe to grind with Fox News. I like showgirls, but I don't turn to them for views of the world. I turn to a higher power for my views of the world. And I don't look to Roger Ailes to tell me what I should think. I'm on the side of Russia. I'm on the side of bombing ISIS into the Stone Age. I'm also on the side of killing the so-called Syrian Free Army, the good rebels, because there's nothing good about them. Did the good rebels do good in Libya after we killed Gaddafi? How good did the good rebels do in Libya after Gaddafi was killed by so-called local forces and Hillary cackled? No, they were Islamists waiting in the wings. That's who these good rebels are. And whether they themselves are, let's say, as fanatical as the most fanatical amongst the ISIS members is irrelevant because they'll be swept aside. See, once, what you don't understand is a giant propaganda war going on, and they use the doctors, the engineers, the teachers who are on the forefront of the so-called Syrian army, the modernized Syrians, in other words, who oppose Assad. They use them as front groups for the American and European media to think that it's actually young, intelligent, modernized people who want to overthrow the evil dictator. That's the storyline, because most of you cannot think outside of a country. But look what happened after the young people in tight dungarees who made Aaron Cooper, whatever his name is, Anderson Cooper, go berserk with lust. Aaron Cooper, whatever his name is, went crazy running to the Middle East as fast as he could. But he grabbed that bag, he put on that combat outfit, and he was over there. He was running after everyone with tight jeans he could find, because they were the new Egyptian. But they really weren't, because after they swept the leadership aside, who stepped in? The Muslim Brotherhood, and they were seen no more. Same thing in Syria. See, I don't just look at the surface. I look beyond the surface. I spend all of my time looking beyond the surface, which is why I'm good at radio and why I'm great at writing. It's all in Government Zero, my new book. I'm not even going to talk about it now. I'm waiting. I'm holding my fire. I'm holding my fire on Government Zero. No borders, no language, no culture. You're witnessing one of the greatest upheavals in your lifetime, and you don't even know it. You're looking at the most invisible president in American history, a complete fabrication. He is a virtual, he's Capricorn 1 of the presidency. Barack Obama is the Capricorn 1 of the presidency. Put that onto Twitter today. Savage says Barack Obama is the Capricorn 1 of the presidency. The virtual president who doesn't even exist. Where is he? You would expect at a time of crisis like this, a president would come out and give a speech? That's what you'd expect of a president. A staged talk to the American people. A staged talk. Trying to calm people down. But he can't calm you down because it's his failure. He lied about everything in America, lied about everything around the world, and now blew up in his face. Talks very loudly, has a great voice. Speak loudly and carry a broken stick. The opposite of Teddy Roosevelt. Talk softly and carry a big stick. This one talks loudly and carries a broken stick. So if you want to chime in on this, what the big picture is, the small picture is, my picture, your picture, his picture, all aboard, Savage Nation, 855-407-2822. WABC, Frank, you don't like the Russian bombing campaign. Tell us why.
Dr. Savage, it's an honor to speak with you. I adore your knowledge, your logic, and your common sense. Against Putin, I guess, for the way he does things, but I wholly agree with what he's doing to save Christian and Jewish lives and hopefully bomb the right places to get ISIS and hopefully wipe them out. If anybody's going to do it, he has the backbone to do it.
Right. Now, I thought you were going to say the opposite. Stay on the line. We're going to give you a copy of Government Zero, which will be out shortly. It's very important that I chime in right now on this because many people are looking only at the last few days and they're saying, like, they think they're geniuses. Well, look, you're wrong. They're not bombing ISIS tires. They're fooling you, Mike. Well, they're bombing the Syrian rebels who oppose Assad. They're bombing the CIA front group. You got it all wrong. They're not going to go after ISIS. I know you heard that on Fox News. You heard it on CNN. You heard retired generals who didn't have the guts to say a word while they were in power. Now, all of a sudden, they're experts at $35,000 a year to belch from their storeroom somewhere with a pile of books behind them, a fake library. All the great generals who had nothing to say when they saw the military being decimated by Obama. Now they're all speaking. Yeah, but let's put them aside. Put aside my cynicism and my anger. Let me explain something to you. I'm an armchair general, but a pretty good one, because I can see strategy from a mile away. So let's look at it on the ground. Let's take the cynical viewpoint that Putin, for the moment, is only bombing free Syrian rebel positions and he's not yet touched ISIS. Let's look at that and say that's what he's doing. Does that mean he won't take out ISIS eventually? Well, use your brains. Who are going to be the ground troops to kill ISIS, to kill them on the field of battle? Destroy. Wait, who do you think is going to come in and kill the ISIS maniacs? It's not Russian troops. They're going to command them, along with the Iranian general who's in charge of them. The Iranians are going to pour God knows how many troops in. Remember the Iran-Iraq war? They poured a million troops in against Iraq. They can sweep a human horde into Syria, which will, they'll cut every ISIS throat. Every one of them will be killed. Every one of the brave ISIS warriors who've been raping women, defenseless women, and killing old men will be cut dead on the battlefield. That would be the Iranian troops, let's say, not Russian troops. So what does this have to do with Putin first taking out free Syrian forces? Can you follow the dots strategically and understand what I'm telling you? Listen to me. I'm using common sense. You don't have to be a military genius to see what Putin may be doing, and we have to wait a few days to see. What he's doing is eliminating the one force that could threaten the Iranian ground troops other than ISIS. He doesn't want them cut off on two fronts. So if the Iranians sweep in against ISIS in Syria, he wants to make sure that there are no other forces that could threaten the Iranian ground troops and cut them off from supplies from the sea. They've got supplies from land directly from Iran. There's a land route. But remember, Russia has a major naval presence on the sea, which Syria borders. So Russia wants to make sure they have an open corridor between Russian supplies being brought in by ship on the Syrian port towns and the Iranian fighters who are going to go after the ISIS fighters. And the only thing standing in the way of those Russian supplies over land are what? The Free Syrian Army. So if you were a general, a strategist, what would you do? Wouldn't you first take your time and take out any opposition force that may stand in the way of supplying the Iranian troops? Do you understand the bigger strategy that may be in place here? And we will have to wait and see if they actually go after ISIS. I think they will, because ISIS is an enemy of Iran. Never forget that. Many of you are confused, and I get it. This Arab thing is so crazy, you don't even know what I'm talking about. ISIS, Iran, Hezbollah, who has time for this? Well, then I can't help you. I have time for it. It's not easy for me to do, but I'm the only one who's analyzed this as detailed as I have. I don't know anyone else in the radio business who could do it. It's easy to say Putin's bad, Putin's good. But how about a deeper analysis of what's actually being done militarily? I'm doing it for you. So, he's taking out the Free Syrian Army for two reasons. One, because they threaten Assad. That's a given. You're a genius. You figured that out. That's been all over the media. Even McCain could figure that out, that dumb moron, that dumb oaf, that senile oaf. He figured that out, the genius, that he's taking out the opposition to Assad. What a genius he is. The warmonger. Wait, I'll tell you more about the crazy maniac McCain who belongs in a madhouse. He said we should give the equivalent of Stinger missiles to the Free Syrian Army to shoot down Russian jets. Can you believe this? Can you believe how crazy McCain is, that warmongering old moron? Okay, but we'll get to him in a minute. So you all know that. I mean, you all know it. Yeah, the Free Syrian Army is being taken out because they oppose Assad. But they also pose a threat to the Iranian troops that are going to come in and clean the clock of ISIS. Long overdue, because Obama did nothing. Why hasn't Obama taken out ISIS? How many times do I have to tell you the same story? Who else in the media told you 6 months ago that something was wrong? That I thought ISIS was being allowed to rage through the Middle East, rape, kill, murder, plunder by Israel and the United States? They were actually a factotum army of the United States and Israel to take down Assad. I said it, and I support Israel's right to exist for many reasons. But I don't support the indiscriminate rapes and murders that ISIS has been committing. The blowing up of Palmyra was one of the worst One of the worst events that I've ever seen, aside from human tragedy. You're talking about a tragedy you cannot not even comprehend. Strangely enough, I had talked about the archaeological ruins at Palmyra a month before they destroyed the archaeological ruins at Palmyra. Remember I told you about the pink columns? I was telling you about what Aldous Huxley had written about them, the mystical nature of those pink columns, how they've been transported from Egypt overland 1,000 years ago. No one even knows how. And these animals, these throwbacks, blew it up because it's not pure enough for those psychos. These purists who like to rape 8-year-old girls. The Palmyra archaeological edifices were not pure enough for those scum. So good riddance. I hope the Iranians kill them all. Now you say, well, whoa, wait a minute, Mike, but now let's think beyond that. Yeah, we all want ISIS gone. Well, ISIS, by the way, is our factotum army. In Syria. I don't know how the Israelis could have not seen this coming. And by the way, speaking of Israel, I have to say, I watched Netanyahu today with great anticipation. I turned it off after 3 minutes. He looked like a defeated man. It was pathetic to watch. Remember the last time he came here, I was broadcasting from Florida. I remember it very well. And we ran his speeches, and I was so excited to hear Netanyahu speak. And I saw that lout of a president that we have walk out, not even listen to him. I saw what a thin man he really is. A man of no substance whatsoever. Acting like a street punk. Walking out on Netanyahu. Wouldn't even listen to him. Same as Putin. He underestimated both of them. But I looked at Netanyahu today. I saw a defeated man. And I saw also that Israel is no longer relevant in the world. I'm sorry to tell you. Israel is no longer relevant. The whole world has said, you know what, it's enough with you already. Okay, the world has changed. Stop already. You're a small nation. We'll make sure you survive, but stop throwing your weight around. It's enough already. And Netanyahu looked like he knew it finally. Oh, he gave a good enough speech. He hit the right points. I turned it off. He's defeated. They need a new leader, by the way. Israel needs a new leadership. New leadership. And they need it fast. He's overstayed his welcome in the world. Well, I'm going on and on here about so many different topics, and I continue to go on and on when I come back for another few hours right here on the Savage Nation. Remember this, the phone number, some housekeeping. There's one open line at 855-407-282 if you want to chime in on the bombing in Syria or what I've said. If it rankles you in some way, tell me why, and I'll immediately swat you down like the small fly that you are. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Well, the issue of the day is quite clear. It's the media cover-up of the disaster that Barack Obama has wrought. Not only in the Middle East, but the world. I'm looking at CNN for the last hour that I've been on the air. They have not changed the picture of the Oregon massacre. One image, Oregon State Police, 10 dead in college shooting. Not one word about the invisible fabrication called the President of the United States. Not a single word about Syria. It's off. Why is it off? Why have they dropped the issue of Russia, which yesterday they were covering ad infinitum? Why? Well, it's pretty clear why. Does this make Obama look stronger or weaker? Does Vladimir Putin doing what he wants in Syria make Obama look smarter or what he really is? A virtual president, a fabrication. There's your answer. Ask the question. You have the answer. That's all. Would have to lead you like a high school student. There's your answer. The reason the compliant media is not showing you around-the-clock coverage of Syria is because Obama failed miserably. And they'd have to admit he's been wrong about that. Then what? Oh, my God, maybe he's wrong about something else. Maybe he was wrong about giving Iran a nuclear weapon. Maybe he was wrong about forcing socialized medicine down our throat when we read that 100,000 people in New York are going to lose their health plans because of the fraudulent insurance companies that were set up by Obama's corrupt buddies who belong in prison. 100,000 New Yorkers and taxpayers screwed. No Obamacare. Who stole the money? Obama's donors. Who set up these shell companies, called these insurance companies for Obamacare? Obama's corrupt friends. Didn't see that, did you?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of unprotected talk, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
That is the natural alliance that should be occurring in front of our eyes, but for the fact that we have an anti-American, invisible president. And when I say invisible president, where is he? Can anyone tell me where Barack Obama is today, the day after the Russia he claims he controlled unleashed? And I mean not the full force. They unleashed a minor part of what they can unleash upon the enemies of civilization in Syria. Where is he? Where is Obama? What's he doing? A fundraiser? God only knows where he is. Partying somewhere, having a good time somewhere. Where is he? What kind of country have we had? Have we allowed it to become? And by the way, where are all the candidates on this? Have you heard one of them say anything other than Trump? Who's modified his stance, by the way. One day he said, let the Russians do it. Then he changed it slightly. I don't like the way the handlers are feeding him to it. I don't like it. I'm sorry. I still support him. I don't like the liberal handlers he suddenly got. That's the direction he's going in. It's the way of all candidacies. I've seen it before. But that's not the issue. The issue is you. The issue is you. What's going on in Syria? Does anyone really know? I know. I know. I saw this from a mile away. I wrote about it in my Chapter Zero, Military and Government Zero. And many of you are confused. You're perplexed because you're trapped in the past. You're saying Putin's the greatest threat to the world and they peter off. Have you caught that recently? Why not Putin? You can't let him get away. What are you saying, moron? You want to go to war with Russia, idiot? Oh, you don't think so. Why not? Well, for one, the military has been decapitated by the radical mafia that took over the U.S. military under Obama. The non-military advisors, the KGB of America, known as the liberal GB, the LBG, the liberal BG, took over the military. They've decimated it. Smears, innuendos, they've purged the military. And as a result, I'm not so sure we would win in that fight, nor do I ever want to see it happen. Because we're in a fight for the survival of Western civilization, whether you know it or not. I can make it a racial thing, but I won't. I'll make it a clash of civilization thing. Just say we. We are in a fight for the survival of Western civilization. And I include Russia in that statement of Western civilization. I do not include the Muslim Brotherhood in the equation of Western civilization. Not at all. And so, therefore, which side are you on? Whoa, we don't like those Russians. They're going to take over the world, are they? What world? What world? It's not... which world are they taking over? And when you go to sleep at night, if you ever think about politics, what do you really fear the most? Is it psychotics with headscarves who want you to pray to Mecca, who want to cut your throat, rape your wife, throw you down a well if you're a Jew? Is that who you fear, or do you fear a Russian? Tell me it isn't who's rampaging across the world, burning churches, killing Christians, enslaving women, raping women, selling women on slave auctions. Is it Russians or is it Muslims in ISIS? So can you finally figure out that although you're stuck in the past, you may be wrong? I'm not saying go to Russia with love. I'm not asking you to join the brigade of worshiping Putin. I didn't say any of that. I'm just talking about what you see in front of your eyes. And if you take a close look of the picture, you'll realize that Russia is doing what Obama said he was doing, but he never did do. Because Obama is a through and... I'll stop. I really don't want to bash Obama because it's beneath me. By bashing Obama, all I do is join the legions of those who've seen through him from the day he arrived on the scene out of nowhere. What's the point of bashing a virtual president? So, therefore, here we are. Here we are. Now we have the craziness of John McCain again. The lunatic who went to Egypt after they overthrew the Muslim Brotherhood and screamed for the reinstallation of the Muslim Brotherhood. The lunatic, John McCain, is now saying, you're not going to believe what we have for you. Where's the soundbite where he says, give them the Stinger missiles? Do we have that? That's the one I'm looking for. I know we got it. Here's the lunatic, the guy who either has half-timers or full Alzheimer's. Let's listen.
But I might do what we did in Afghanistan many years ago to give those guys the ability to shoot down those planes. That equipment is available, just like the Afghans shot down Russian planes after Russia invaded Afghanistan.
Can you believe this? Can you believe this warmonger? And by the way, his daughter's not much smarter. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. How'd they put her on Fox News? How did they take this one? Why would they put, the girl has nothing to say. Listen to her. I said, who is this bumbling blonde on Fox News? John McCain's daughter. The bumbler doesn't fall far from the hive. No, sorry, Bob, Teddy. It's a strange canvas out there. If you care to chime in on why the Democrats are silent on Russia, would you please call 855-407-282? And by the way, where's John Boehner on what he thinks should be doing, but we should be doing in Syria? Where's that stew bum drunk today? Why, he's cutting a deal with Pelosi. He's seeing what he can get as part of his retirement package for doing her bidding, m'lady's bidding. Where are any of the candidates on this? Where's Ted Cruz? Has Ted Cruz given us a position on the Russian incursion, to use an old Vietnam era phrase, the Russian incursion into Syria? Where are any of the other candidates? Any other the boll weevils on the Republican side? Certainly, where's Hillary? Where is she? Didn't she call a Putin Hitler a few months ago? She'll live to eat those words, by the way. That woman is so wrong about everything. It's just frightening. But we live in a dictatorship where she doesn't even have to answer to her own party, let alone the American people. When has she last debated anyone? Never. The last person she debated was Bill Clinton over Monica Lewinsky. That's the last time she had a debate that anyone knows about. Chris, KSFO, where the show is booming in San Francisco. What's on your mind, Chris?
Yes, sir. I wanted to talk about Wag the Dog real quick at 2 points. The Clinton sex scandal, the next thing in the news was America sends NATO forces over to bomb in Bosnia. I think it's relevant to today. Obama doesn't say anything with the news of Russia sending missiles. And the very next day, we have a huge shooting in Oregon. And I think...
I know, but Chris, hold it. Hold, Chris, I said all of this before in the last hour. What is your new point?
My new point is my wife... She's a Russian immigrant, came over when she was 10 years old. They're a Christian Baptist. Her family said, just like you said the other day, you hit the nail on the head. They support Putin and these missiles. And the book that you commented on yesterday about reading that Russia would become the new America and America would become the new Russia, she said pretty much verbatim last week in looking around. She delivers mail. I drive trucks. You couldn't have said it more clear. I appreciate the 14 years of radio I've been listening since 2001. Thank you. That's
wow.
Today.
No, stay on the line. I'm sending you my new blockbuster, Government Zero, because the chapter called Zero Military is germane to today's insights into what's going on in Syria. Thank you for calling. Well, I actually only quoted Aldous Huxley, who wrote this in the 1950s. I didn't read him until the 60s. But he wrote, just to repeat what I said yesterday, that... In the future, as Russia and the United States get closer and closer together with more trade and more cultural interchange, Russia will become more like the United States, and the United States will become more like the Soviet Union. That's what I said. And the ex-Soviets know this. They know that Obama is actually more dictatorial than Putin. They fear Obama more than they did, than they would fear Putin. Do you know that? They see the corruption is worse than it is in Russia. Take a look at the ambulances in this country. And the thievery, the billions of dollars being stolen in Medicaid from fake ambulance companies. I'm giving you one example. Yeah, from Russia with love. KSFO, Louis, you oppose the Russian incursion. Go ahead, please. Tell us why.
Well, for one thing, Gog Magog is an enemy of Israel, and they just
strengthened Syria, another enemy of Israel. Now Israel has to contend with another airstrip and several sophisticated fighter planes. So I disapprove.
So that means you're in favor then of letting ISIS rape and murder and pillage across the Middle East then?
Oh, I hate ISIS. And I think...
There's the rub, says Shakespeare Savage. You hate ISIS, but you support Israel, so therefore you don't like the Russians taking out the Free Syrian Army and permitting Iran to take out ISIS because you're afraid that Iran and Hezbollah will then be stronger and pose a greater threat to Israel. Isn't that what you're saying?
Yes, because they're going to be in a border war next year. I'm a prophet of the Lord. The Lord's revealed this to me. They're going to be in a border war next year with all those, Egypt, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon. And they didn't need this. They didn't need a superpower strengthening another enemy.
Well, wait a minute now. Slow down. Egypt's not going to fight Israel. You have that completely wrong.
No.
Egypt opposes the Muslim Brotherhood. Egypt opposes ISIS. Egypt has been begging the invisible President Barack Obama to send them weapons, which he won't send. So it's not all of the Arab countries going to line up against Israel. I personally think the opposite is true. I personally think that Russia is going to be a stabilizing influence in the Middle East, and I certainly don't think Russia has any desire to destroy Israel. Not at all. I don't know why you would think that. Why would you think Russia would permit Hezbollah to destroy Israel? In fact, the opposite is true. After Hezbollah and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard take out ISIS, under the command and control structure of Russia, Russia is going to have total knowledge and control over Hezbollah. They will not permit Hezbollah to take out Israel for reasons that are so obvious it's not even worth repeating right here. Israel does not pose an existential threat to Russia. Moreover, something you don't know, with the huge waves of Russian emigres that went to Israel, a good portion of the Israeli economy is run by Russians who go back and forth to Russia from Israel, back and forth, back and forth. They're not strangers to each other. And I think Israel should be a little less paranoid about Russia than they are right now. Rightly, they're frightened of everyone. They're very small. They're very threatened. But I told you today, I saw something new in Netanyahu. He looked like a defeated man as he spoke at the UN. The thunderous man was gone. He was just different. And it's time for him to move aside and let someone else take the reins. He's been there. How many years has he been running Israel? I can't even count the years. God forbid we ever had a system that allowed a president to run this country for 12 years. 8 years is bad enough. Look what the damage he did. Can you imagine if he had an unlimited time, if he had an FDR job? Can you imagine what we'd witness in our lifetime? So do you support or oppose Russia bombing in the Middle East is the fundamental question. I'm not changing the question. It's all I'm going to talk about. If you want to just stare at a TV screen, go look at CNN or Fox News, and they'll have Zoom shots of parking lots at the community college with no news whatsoever. This is what they do. This is what they do. Back and forth. Parking lot. Even the leg crossers can't show their new hairdo. They can't show their new high heels. They don't know what to do. They went out to Macy's last night. They bought new high heels for the show today. And they can't even show off their new shoes. Can you imagine? Now they're zooming in and out of a parking lot in Oregon on Fox News. That's Roger Ailes' idea of news. No discussion, by the way, of Russia or Syria. It's off the map. Oh, yeah, Murdoch pulled the switch on that. Yeah, Murdoch pulled the switch on coverage of the bombing because it makes what? The Democrats look bad. And since he's supporting Hillary Clinton, you can't have the Democrats look bad, can you? No. See, it all fits once you see the picture. When I was a kid, I used to do puzzles. You know those puzzles you put pieces together in? Do you ever see the 10,000-piece puzzles? Those are the kind I like the most. The smaller the pieces and the larger the puzzle are the ones I like the most. I realize most of you like a puzzle with two pieces in it, left and right. And you take a big L and you put it in the... And then you take a big R and you put it on the other side and you think you're a genius. I can't help you. It's not that I'm so smart. It's just that I know what's going on. Forgive me. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Hey, not only was Obama embarrassed in Syria, but on Monday, a city fell in Afghanistan. Predictable. He pulled the troops out too soon. He repeated his mistake of Iraq. And the very forces that our men defeated took over another city in Afghanistan. So Barack Obama finally spoke today, and we heard it through Goebbels. Josh Goebbels Ernest gave a daily briefing and said that the issue of gun control is now back on the president's list. And the great man, the invisible president, said Obama is quite realistic that we'll need to see a fundamental change in terms of the way the American people communicate this priority to Congress before we'll see a different outcome in the legislative process. Not one word about Syria or Afghanistan. But he has a lot to say about the shooting in Oregon. He won't step forward. He's such a coward. He will not even step forward before the American people and the world and be seen because he's being laughed at around the world. He is a laughingstock. He has decimated not only the American image around the world, but the American military around the world. So I think I'm going to move on. I'm going to finish up these calls. We're going to move on to other topics. There is other news out there. I mean, I'm not going to talk about the shooting. What am I going to sit here like a vampire and talk about a shooting we know nothing about? For hours, the schmucks in the media have a picture of a screen. Oregon, Oregon, Oregon. They don't even announce who did it. Who's the gunman? That's all I want to know. 10 to 15 killed on a campus, and the schmucks in the media know nothing. They sit and show you a picture of a parking lot for an hour and a half. And the girls are dying in the background. Ailes chorus line. They're in front of the mirrors in the green rooms. They don't know why they went and bought those shoes yesterday at Macy's. Now they have to give them back. Why did I spend all that money on makeup? I'm not even being seen today. That's the world we live in. You know, I have an advantage over most people in the radio business, which is that I'm older. And I'm part of another generation. And it's to my advantage because I see this for what it is. Many of you are looking at it in the current events time. But those who do not know the history are condemned to repeat it. As the great Spanish philosopher Santayana wrote a long time ago. Those who do not know their history are condemned to repeat it. Who defeated Hitler? It was the United States, primarily the United States and Russia. Of course, there were the British and the French and so many others who valiantly fought and died. But it was primarily American troops, and I must tell you, millions of Russian troops. 400,000 Russian troops died just in the last days taking Berlin, in the final days of taking Berlin. Did you know that? Think of the number I just said to you. 400,000 Russian troops fought in that rubble because Hitler wouldn't let anyone surrender. The old men who were left, the boys, they had to be taken out room by room, house by house in the rubble. The Russians lost 400,000 men, finally, to destroy fascism. Then, of course, we had the years of the Cold War where the Soviet Union was our arch enemy. I grew up hiding under desks in my elementary school, preparing for a nuclear exchange. It's crazy, isn't it? Near my house in Queens, New York, there were actually Nike missile bases. Would you believe it? No one believes this. On lots around America, there were missiles pointed up to the sky. I don't think you know this. Robert, did you know this? I used to bicycle by it. There were actual, behind barbed wire. The United States had put Nike missiles, I think they were Nike missiles, in the 50s. In residential neighborhoods, pointed at the sky as air defense. I bicycled by it. I lived under that threat. And then I saw something miraculous happen. I saw through Reagan's work, the Soviet Union fell. The walls came down. The Soviet Union fell. A new Russia emerged. Russia was our ally. The people were celebrating in the streets. The Russians never lived as well in their whole life once capitalism was allowed to thrive in Russia. People looked better, ate better, partied better. They had a better time. Their lives were better. It showed you that socialism would be cast into the dustbin of human history. Everyone knows that except Barack Obama and the academic left. And so Russia was our ally. For years, they were our ally, our natural ally, by the way, against what? Come on, boys and girls. Our natural ally against the emerging threat of radical Muslim extremism, radical Islam, Islamofascism. Our natural ally in the war that is ongoing, in the war that will be the war of all wars, the war that we are currently fighting. They're our natural ally. And then all of a sudden, the spoiler appeared. A man who no one knows which side he's on, his name is Barack Obama. His middle name is Hussein. We know that he's got Muslim parentage on his father's side twice. We know that by patrilineal descent, he is a Muslim by birth lines, which, of course, is not a problem. I've said this 1,000 times. That should make him an even stronger opponent of radical Islam. But the spoiler, Obama won't even put the words radical Islam in the same breath. He is so exasperated, even Cameron of England, that just the other day Cameron said, Barack, we have fought together on this, but be real, Barack. It's Islamic extremism. It's not general religious extremism. Don't you remember that soundbite? Even the moderate, Cameron of England had to gently chide Barack Obama. No one knows who is loyal, where his loyalties lie. Nobody knows to this day what he is really doing, what he's up to, which side he's on. We know that he's a Muslim, and it doesn't matter whether he is or he isn't, as I've told you 1,000 times, and I'll say it again. Muslims in Jordan, Muslims in Egypt, Chechen Muslims want to annihilate radical Islam. They want to take out ISIS. Does Obama really want to take out ISIS? You actually believe that? How could you believe that when he's been bombing ISIS for over a year and they've gotten stronger and bigger? If he really wanted to take them out, you're telling me that our Air Force could not have taken out this ragtag group of vermin? They have no Air Force. They have no air defense system. How could our Air Force not have eliminated them? He could have killed them all. Training camps, all of them, atomized, gone. So he doesn't really want them gone, does he? Why? Because I told you 9 months ago something was wrong. When I said to you, I saw the victory parade after they took Mosul. They had a 1 mile long victory parade of their Toyota trucks with machine guns, and there wasn't one rocket fired by the United States. I said, that's it. The fix is in there. Our troops. So I said, oh my God, you're telling me we're actually funding ISIS? Well, it came out today. McCain admitted it. Yeah. McCain blurted it out. The Halfheimer's on the floor there today. Halfheimer's McCain blurted it out. He said, we should use missiles to shoot down their planes because they're killing CIA-backed rebels in Syria. He made a mistake. His controller will have to change his meds tonight. They have to pull him out for a few days and put him into a ward somewhere and up the dosage because he leaked a little too much. So where is Obama? Why is he not saying, wait a minute, we really want ISIS gone. We'll fight with Russia. Why is he not fighting with Russia? He's fighting a fake war. It's Bill Clinton with the aspirin factory all over again. So that's the sum total of it. That's the short version, okay? Have I done my job for you yet? Have I helped you at least draw a more rational conclusion than sort of a black and white thing? Can you think a little more clearly about the bigger picture? We should be an ally of Russia, not an enemy of Russia. And now I turn to zero military. In zero government, zero. No borders, no language, no culture. I'm going to read you one page from my book, page 93. While the war on our military goes on with direct action like purges and divisive policy, it also weakens it indirectly by making our enemies stronger. We all know that Obama is not pro-American. One of the problems seems to be that our Islamophilic president can't make up his mind whether he is pro-Sunni or pro-Shiite. In any of the myriad conflicts the administration has created in the Middle East, you can always depend upon one constant. This administration will do exactly the opposite of what's in the best interests of the American people. After some hand-wringing over whether to support Saudi Arabia against the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen, Obama decided he had to support our longtime ally. But that was only after we learned the Pentagon could not account for over $500 million in weapons previously donated to the Yemeni government by the United States. I'm not going to spend a lot of time documenting cases of the administration's bungling, resulting in weapons falling into the hands of Al-Qaeda, ISIS, or other extremist groups we're supposedly fighting against. There are too many. They all relate back to the root cause of the problem. which was the disastrous Arab Spring engineered by Hillary Clinton's State Department and supported with U.S. covert and conventional military action. By the time you read this book, Government Zero, there will likely have been many more pictures of headscarf terrorists posing in front of crates of U.S. ordnance. And I go on about ISIS in page after page after page about the annihilation of Christian communities and Obama not helping the Christians, about Christian families right now sitting in San Diego who escaped Syria, and Obama's kicking them out of the country. He will not give them asylum. He's giving asylum only to Muslim Syrians. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare scenario. He's invisible today as this goes on. A year ago, the invisible president, the thin man, was forced to say something about the growing strength of ISIS and the outrage of the ISIS beheadings. So in September of 2014, the thin man said he was going to degrade and destroy the JV squad, ISIS in Iraq and Syria. And the invisible president's four-step plan included airstrikes in Iraq and Syria, support to forces fighting ISIS on the ground in Iraq and Syria, training and arming moderate Syrian rebels, that's a joke, expanded counterterrorism efforts to weaken ISIS, cut off its resources, support for humanitarian assistance to civilians displaced by ISIS. Well, a year later, the strategy is where? In ruins. Russia is now bombing ISIS targets in Syria. Of course, many of us know that right now they're not ISIS targets. They are rebels backed by the U.S. CIA, according to John McCain, which we've suspected for a long time now. Also on Wednesday, the Russian government slapped Obama in the face and told the U.S. to stay out of Syrian airspace and get your airplanes out of there. Obama is so embarrassed and humiliated by the fact that the world now knows what he is that he has not been seen since. Iran increased its presence in Iraq. Moscow has strengthened its relationship with the Iraqi government. A new ISIS pact between Russia, Iraq, Iran, and Syria that will include intelligence sharing. Obama's nowhere to be seen. Obama's Iraq-Syria strategy is just what it is, created by drug addicts behind the scenes, girls who are on meds of some kind. Who could come up with this but psychotic college girls who dash it off in a bar somewhere while swilling booze? Because nothing worked. What about these airstrikes that Obama's been conducting in Syria? They did nothing. ISIS now controls a land area larger than Great Britain. So the girls' strategy, the college girls who wrote it on a napkin in Georgetown while getting drunk after work at the White House, with lipstick probably on a napkin somewhere. Let's see. Yeah, we don't want any civilian collateral. Let's do pinprick bombings. We'll keep the morons thinking we're doing something. Get out the lipstick over there. Something over there where they're not near a lot of people. Well, the pinprick airstrikes in Syria under the great man's leadership did not stop ISIS at all. In Iraq, ISIS took the city of Ramadi last May. Even though they were outnumbered 10-1 by the Iraqi army, they swept over them. 4 months later, well, what's going to happen next? How about Mosul? Took it. That's after so many men died to take it. It's the old Sunni triangle, by the way. If you remember going back to the Iraq War, we talked a lot about the Sunni triangle. Some in the media said, cordon it off, barbed wire it, leave a few exit holes, drop leaflets telling everyone to get out of the Sunni triangle, give them 72 hours to leave and then carpet bomb it. Destroy it so no one could ever go back. Yeah, people said that in the media. Would you believe that? I remember those days. I wasn't born yesterday. I've been on the radio for 21 years. People said that the Sunni triangle needs to be eliminated from the earth. Can you imagine that? Now, how about when Obama trained and equipped moderate Syrian rebels? The program spent $42 million to train 54 recruits. The recruits were quickly killed by the al-Nusra Front, which is the al-Qaeda franchise in Syria. They surrendered U.S. trucks, U.S. ammunition to this terrorist group. And these rebels that we trained returned to Turkey. And only four or five are still fighting in Syria. $42 million? And Obama's four or five rebels were supposed to train 5,400. And what else happened? One of the great humanitarian disasters of our time. Refugees flooding into Europe because of this moron's idiotic lipstick strategy. 7,000 foreign fanatics have joined ISIS in Syria and Iraq over the last year. And we know of 7,000. 7,000! And so what has Obama done? He's made up a story that ISIS has not made any gains. Made it up, made up a whole story, completely invented it. It was so bad that 50 DOD intelligence analysts recently filed complaints with the Pentagon that their work was doctored to support the liar, the liar's claim that its anti-ISIS strategy is succeeding. That's how bad this has gotten. The failure of the invisible president's policy is now so obvious that his advisors are now turning on him. I'll go on if you want me to. His policy is not only incoherent and dangerous, it may be that he's doing it on purpose and he's working for the other team. I'm sorry, I've watched too much television. I apologize, I'm a fan of the old show Homeland. I won't watch the new one because the enemies are no longer the real enemies of civilization. Apparently it was too much for HBO, so they shifted it. If I don't even know who puts it on. Is it HBO or No Time? I don't know who puts it on. So this is what's going on. Why do I call it Government Zero? Well, let's start with President Zero. We have President Zero running Government Zero. There's no borders, no language, no culture. Is that the whole story? No, that's only the title. The rest, my friends, can be seen right in front of your eyes. We're going to cover this for another 10 minutes. In the next hour, I'll move on to other topics. You've got a few minutes to call 855-407-282. You can peruse michaelsavage.com, sign up for a free newsletter. You can check out my new book, Government Zero. You can even click on Amazon to learn more about, you ready for this? Zero military. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. We go from bad to worse, back to bad again. We have an update for you on this horrible shooting in Oregon. An eyewitness, an 18-year-old girl, said that the shooter, who they still will not identify after shooting her teacher in the head, are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? The Oregon school shooter asked people to stand up and state their religion and then started firing away. We don't know who the shooter was. Lead you to believe it may have had some religious orientation here. But we can't jump to conclusions. We shouldn't jump to conclusions and say, wait a minute. The Oregon shooter who shot 10 or more people asked the students to stand up and state their religion and started killing them? And we don't know who the shooter was? Male, race, religion? Oh, no. No, no, no. That's not important. Just say a man. A man. A man did the shooting. Now, we'll know what he looked like if he has blonde hair and blue eyes and was wearing a cross. That I can guarantee you. We'll guarantee you we'll see that very shortly. But if he wasn't blonde hair and blue-eyed and wearing a cross, I don't think we'll see it for a while. Instead, there'll be another distraction soon. Like a blimp over Seattle. Jerry on WABC, I only have 30 seconds. Fire away. You got the last word this hour. Go.
Yeah, Michael, I've been listening to you for 8.
Please. You Lord. You know, when you get... I love you. I'm a... God, can't you just make your point? No, they can't. You give them airtime, right? I love you. I hate you. I listen to you. I was in the toilet when I first heard you. Then I heard you in the kitchen. I didn't know it was real. I thought it was my grandfather came back. And, Mike, I don't want to make it too long. I'm going to make it quick. And before you know it, the time is up. Oh, God, radio, I love you.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of unprotected talk, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I'm live, and what a day it is. Russia, Syria, Oregon. It doesn't stop. It gets worse by the minute, and they won't release the identity of the murderer in Oregon. We know this so far. We know that he's a man. We know that he shot a teacher in the head through a window at the college. And then he asked the students to state their religion, and he started to assassinate them. Now, if you hear that he asked their religion, and they won't release his name or his background or what he looks like, you know, you kind of rush to judgment. But we won't go there yet. We'll reserve judgment. Could have been a Christian asking it, couldn't it? I kind of doubt it, but it could have been. Let's pray to God that it's not what we fear it is. Because after all, it was a gun-free zone. Now, had one of the students, let's say a returning military person, had a pistol in his pocket, I guarantee you whoever this is would have been dead before he killed 19 people. That I can guarantee you, especially if he had been an off-duty officer in college with a gun, instead of the school moms telling him, gun-free zone, no peace shooters. It's a gun-free zone, but there he is, Eric Holder, calling for seizing guns already, tweeting out, seize guns. Russia airstrikes in Syria, 150,000 troops called up in Russia. Oh, you didn't read that one? Your invisible president is nowhere to be seen. Your virtual president has disappeared. Iran troops are ready to just rampage across Syria and cut the throats and kill them alive. Everyone in ISIS, kill them alive. Hurricane hitting the Bahamas. Crazy time, isn't it? Remember a few weeks ago when I said to you, Pope's visit, Yom Kippur, the Shemitah. Remember we talked about it? I said some strange things are happening in this world. Stranger things are going to happen yet. Wait till you see what happens right after the Pope's visit, then the blood moon. Bingo, here we are. The thin man comes out of a meeting shaken. Looks like he just got a beating in there with Putin. Oh, we look in the single frame shots of Obama, the thin man, with Putin after that famous meeting 2 days ago. He was really still in charge, you know. He had him under control the way he has Boehner under control and the American people bamboozled. Did he? His eyes looked like that of a frightened child. Because I think Putin read him the Riot Act and put him in his place. The next day, you know what happened? Russia bombed Syria, told American planes to get out of the way. America said, well, you can't say that. You're not allowed to tell us to... Today we wake up, John McCain is saying, give the Syrian rebels Stinger missiles, the latest generation of Stinger missiles, so they can shoot down Russian warplanes. Look, McCain has to be put into a bughouse. This guy is crazy. This guy has to be put away. He's got to be put out to pasture. He wants to start World War III? So we can talk about all these topics. I don't know, but I suspect that we may learn the identity of the Oregon shooter sometime this afternoon. Because I'm very curious now why they're covering it up. We know he asked the religion of the students and then killed them. I'd like to know more about it. I'd like to know more about it. What shall I say? I hope that he's just a deranged nut on medication put out by the American Psychiatric Association. Another heroic shooting on Prozac-related compounds. That would be the lesser of two evils than what I fear it is. I'm not going to say that. Not one word, by the way, about the Syria bombing campaign from a Republican Party. Zero? No, it doesn't exist. In a democracy, there'd be a speech today. The leader of the Republican Party would get up, have a news conference, try to calm American people, tell them what side we're on, why it's going to be okay. Zero? The stew bums asleep in the cloakroom. They slipped him a fifth, and he fell asleep under someone's overcoat there. He's gone. That's the Republican Party today. The candidates, well, where do they stand on the Russian airstrikes? You've heard where I stand. I didn't hide anything I felt. I studied it in great detail. I told you where I stand. I'm in favor of the Russians bombing them into the Stone Age. End of story. It's all. I'll say it again. I'm not mincing words. Do you support or oppose Russia's airstrikes today, yesterday? I support him. Yes, I know. He's not killing ISIS. I heard that. I know. You learned it. Oh, he's not really killing ISIS. I learned that, yeah. Real strategist there. You read that. Yeah. Saw it on CNN. Heard it on the radio. It was just really, it's a ruse by Russia. You don't know that, Mike? Yeah, I know that. I know that. But think like a step ahead, Schmendrick. If the Iranian troops are going to sweep in from the other side of Syria, do they want to be challenged on the other side by the Syrian rebels who we funded, meaning the CIA front army that we funded all this time? Do they want to be shot in the back? No, they want to have an open corridor all the way through Syria, right up to where the Russian ports are being held by Russian troops. And also weapons can come in, resupply can come in from both sides, both from Iran and from the other side, only if the Free Syrian Army, so-called, is first eliminated, which is what Putin's doing first. Haven't you studied any battles by watching history? Don't you see how it works? I don't understand people. They talk out of the two sides of their mouth. So, yes, he will take out ISIS. Why will he take out ISIS? Well, he's not going to take out ISIS. The enemy of ISIS is who? Iran. Iran is its mortal enemy. Why? Well, you wouldn't understand it, neither do I. I'm not a Muslim. But apparently they insulted each other 1,000 years ago. Shia versus Sunni. I can't understand it. Descendants of Muhammad have one thing, the other ones don't have it. They hate them. They've been killing each other. So Iran is a Shia nation. ISIS, to make it simple, are largely a creation of the remnants of the Iraqi military under Saddam Hussein, for want of a better description, run by the Iraqi generals who were allegedly put out of business by George Bush. Apparently they were not put out of business. They're very much in charge, and they created ISIS. Then they get the lunatics from around the world, the same types that Hitler dredged up from the gutters of Germany. ISIS dredges up from America, everywhere else, all the scum of the earth. They run in there in order to rape, kill, murder, and they figure they're going to have a free run with girls if they go over there, and that they get the scum of the earth. So you know what? Good luck. I hope the Iranians do take them out. At this point, I'll be rooting for the Iranian military against ISIS. What, you're going to root for ISIS now? Why? Now all of a sudden you like ISIS raping and murdering? So you see, it's a very confusing thing. I'll make it simple for you. I'll make it real simple for you. It's a strategy that was developed in, I believe we figured out, we studied yesterday in Afghanistan, where was it? India. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. So the enemy of ISIS is my friend, Russia. That's all. No, I know, Putin wants to rebuild the Soviet Union. Politics 101, poli-sci 101. Novices in radio will tell you that. Yay, well, no kidding. What a genius you are. You figured it out. Putin wants to expand Russia's power. Man, you should get a Pulitzer Prize for that analysis. What geniuses. Hey, you don't see it, Mike. It's just Putin wanting to expand the ex-Soviet Union. Then he's going to take over the world. That's all. All of the Connie Barkers in the media. How smart can you be? Do you know any leader of any nation that wants to shrivel its nation other than Barack Obama? Barack Obama stands alone. He's the only leader of any nation that wants to shrink his own nation. Every other nation wants to be bigger and stronger. This one wants it smaller and meaner, smaller to disappear altogether. He'd like us to become an appendage of Canada and Mexico if he could do it. We wouldn't exist at all. So here we are, hour number three. Crazy day, crazy world. I don't know where you stand on this, but we'll do it. And what is this? One of the French heroes? Okay, let's go for this. Bruce, okay, this is amazing. Okay, you, K. Eugene in Oregon. Bruce, go ahead, please. Fire away.
Yeah, my wife went to Umpqua and Roseburg, and she got her nursing degree. But the point is that when you said they were checking the religion, it reminded me that the guy who took down the French jihadi train is from Roseburg.
Oh, my God. You're the first one in the American media to put the two and two together. So it starts to look like it could be related to a jihadi, huh? I'm going to say. Did anyone hear what that man just said on this show? Did you hear how smart that caller was just now? That one of the heroes in France who took down that punk coward throwback piece of human turd who wanted to execute everyone on that train in France, stopped by three American off-duty servicemen. Remember that piece of Islamist turd that they stopped and they cowered on the floor once he wasn't a big shot with a Kalashnikov with nobody else with a gun? Remember that incident? They pounded him into the floor of the train. One of them is from this town in Oregon. Oh, you can't put two and two together yet? What, your brain is that fried? Oh, we'll see soon. We'll see very soon if you want to talk about these topics. WABC, Gerald, fire away. What's your topic? Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I just wanted to take issue with you on your point about Reagan allying with the Russians. I think Reagan spoiled that communist lost sight.
Wait, sir, when did I say Reagan allied with the Russians? I said that Reagan opposed the Soviet Union, brought down the wall, and as a result of that, the Soviet Union collapsed. Those are my words.
No, but the point about Reagan being anti-Islamic, I think he lost sight of the prize when he tried to defeat the Russians in Afghanistan. If he didn't interfere with the Russians in Afghanistan...
Sir, wait, sir. I never said Reagan was anti-Islamic.
No, I think the point, maybe I misheard you then, I apologize. I thought you were saying that they became our allies and our friends and assisted in the fight against Islamofascism.
What I said was, Russia is our natural ally in the fight against Islamofascism. Russia should be our number one ally, not our number one enemy. But it's because Barack Hussein Obama, we don't know which side he's on, Russia's now our enemy.
And that's why I think we were so misguided in supporting the Mujahideen in Afghanistan. Reagan had them at the Oval Office. I think that was a terrible mistake on his
part. Okay. Now that's a very good point. You're right. You're 1,000% right. Looking back retrospectively, when Russia was defeated in Afghanistan, it was with U.S. weapons, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
All right, so here we go again. It's a repeat of history. The same morons, probably the neocons who dragged us into Iraq, who are now behind this whole idea of bring down Russian aircraft with U.S. Stinger missiles now in Syria.
Can I just make a real quick point? I was reading a Churchill book, 1930. Winston Churchill said, one of our greatest enemies in the future is going to be the Wahhabists from Saudi Arabia. And he was so right in 1930. And this.
Well, now you know why. What are one of the first things that Obama did when he entered the Oval Office? What did Obama do? He removed a bust of Winston Churchill. That should have told us who he is. I'm surprised he didn't put in a bronze bust of the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem. Stay in the line. I'm sending you a copy of my blockbuster Government Zero out any day now. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Waiting for updates on the bombing in Syria and who did the shooting in Oregon. It's that simple. They're hiding it. We know two things right now about the shooting in Oregon. One everyone knows and one only the listeners to this show know. One, the gunman ordered victims to state their religion. Everyone knows that now. It's on a Drudge Report. He told him after shooting the teacher in the head through a window, the gunman, still unidentified, demanded that they state their religion. Shooter is deceased, peaceful community, blah, blah, blah. Shooter ordered everyone to get on the ground, then asked people to stand up and state their religion, then started firing. A caller in the last hour to this program said that this small town in Oregon is the town from which one of our American military heroes came from, who took down that cowardly throwback Islamofascist on a French train a few months ago. Now, I don't know who did the shooting, but it's starting to paint a little picture here. A little bit of a John Nagy is starting to appear in my mind. You know, a little bit of follow the dots. And you start to trace a few dots, and you start to get a little bit of a picture. It's how most people with intelligence operate. But that's not how the news media operates. I'm just saying that if they found him with a religious book in his hand, we won't say what stripe, but let's say a religious book, a headscarf, in his possession, they would say it's not terrorism and it's not related to a religion and you cannot associate it with any religion. No, you're going to hear that this afternoon. Although we found a headscarf, a religious book, religious tapes, social websites attached to Al-Qaeda and ISIS, this is not terrorism. There's nothing to see here. Move along. It's a random incident, another example of guns in our society. Let's move it along. Then they'll have the balloons and the teddy bears and you'll forget it tomorrow. That's the world we live in. And you know something? It's not easy to deal with this. That's why I have a sense of humor and sarcasm. So pardon me if it offends you. If you don't have any sense of humor, I can't help you. Because if you don't have a sense of humor to deal with what's going on in this world with this psycho in the White House, I don't know how you can get through the day. KKAT, Utah. Bert, go ahead. State your case. You're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead.
Hello, Michael. Appreciate you taking my call. I won't waste your time with my credentials, but I'd be happy to talk to you off the air on it. Let me tell you, the whole thing goes back to dollars. Back in the 70s when Nixon and Kissinger introduced, or when Nixon took us off the gold standard and turned our U.S. our asset-backed currency into a commodity as a petrodollar, they sold the royal family of Saudi Arabia on it, Egypt on it, which were the two dominant forces over there. We subsequently put in the Shah of Iran, we put in Gaddafi, we put in Hussein, and we were controlling that whole area till Gaddafi instigated the gold dinar that he was going to kick out the petrodollar and make his own in there, which is why he was taken out, which is why Hussein was taken out. Chris Stevens over in Benghazi, the reason he was in Benghazi instead of the embassy in Libya is because he was meeting with Turkish officials to expose the CIA-backed rebels and the United States supplying them with gas. The United States has a long history of playing both sides against each other. We were training the fake army of Assad that was firing the gas. We were also training the rebels. Assad is one of the few officials over there, and we want...
Cutting you off. Hold on. I need to get you when we come back from the ads. You have a high intelligence clearance. Is that correct? You know what you're talking about.
I do.
And you're not. We're not going to talk about your intelligence clearance, but what you said I've not yet heard anywhere in the media. I implore you to please stay on the phone so we can hear more of your analysis.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
Savage.
All right, the invisible president, nowhere to be seen on the Russian bombing in Syria. The White House says President Barack Obama has been found in his briefs, has been briefed about the shooting, has been found in his briefs about the shooting. No, the president has been briefed about the shooting. Now let's go back to some of my callers. Bert in Utah, to get more serious now. What you said was original, never heard it before. You claim you have 20 years national top secret security clearance. I have no reason to doubt you. You connected all of this up to follow the money and the gold standard. Bert, please, for the sake of continuity, start from the beginning. You have a full 5 minutes right now if you need it.
Well, and the reason I'm calling you is because I'm about to make it my life's work to put Barack Obama, Eric Holder, John Kerry, Hillary Clinton in prison. And if I end up missing, I want this information out. Long story short, Nixon took us off the gold standard, changed our currency from an asset-backed currency to a commodity as a petrodollar. He approached the royal family in Saudi Arabia. He approached the Egyptians. They were the two dominant forces in the Middle East. He sold them on the idea of the petrodollar, got all the other Arab countries to follow in line. We put the Shah into Iran. We put Saddam Hussein into Iraq. We put Gaddafi in Libya. And for decades, we were controlling everything. That's how the U.S. dollar became the reserve currency. And everybody that wanted to buy oil from the Middle East had to buy the U.S. dollar to trade it for oil. So it became a commodity. Well, the Arab culture, if you take two Arabs that hate each other more than anyone else, the one group that they hate more is the infidels. So even the Arab enemies will work together to cut out the infidels. So Gaddafi and Hussein got together and they developed what they called the gold dinar, that was to replace the petrodollar. So they wanted people to buy the gold dinar that they would trade for oil. When they started doing this, Gaddafi got taken out, Hussein got taken out, and we started screwing around over there again. Assad is one of the few regimes over there that was duly elected. He wouldn't play ball with us. So as we do, we play both sides against each other. The CIA trained both the rebels and a false flag force that was represented as Assad's people. Hillary Clinton...
Wait, hold on. That's an important point. We know that the CIA trained the so-called rebels to bring down Assad because McCain accidentally leaked that today, even though it had been leaked before. You're now alleging on this national show that the CIA set up a fake group? What's the name of that group?
they were represented as Assad's people.
Okay, so they set up a fake Syrian army, allegedly under the direction of Assad, and they did what? They gassed their own people?
If you remember a few months ago when the media reported that Assad was gassing the rebels,
yes,
they did an independent study on the gas. The gas that was used was not the same kind of gas that Assad had in his arsenal. It was gas that was being transported through Libya and through Turkey to these rebels because they wanted to stage an attack against the rebels that would enrage everybody. So the U.S. shipped gas over there, had them fighting the rebels, and the rebels fighting the false force and framing Assad.
Okay, I got it. So let's bring it up to today. Is Assad as bad as ISIS, worse, or is he actually not as bad as we think?
Ask that again, please.
Is Assad, who is being made into the Hitler of our time by Obama, is he as bad as ISIS or worse than ISIS? Which side should we be on?
He's not as bad as our government and our media is making him out to be, but he wouldn't play ball with us, and so we're framing him just like we framed all the rest. When we took out Noriega in Panama, I mean, you go through the whole history, and these are dictators and things that the U.S. has put into place, and when they start stepping out of line, then we had to go in and remove them. And so Assad was duly elected. He won a majority vote, but then all the meddling that the U.S. has done over there has so discredited him that the whole world's turning against him. And Russia knows better, which is why they're over there now defending him. But the point, one of the points that I want to make is when Chris Stevens found out about these weapons of mass destruction, the gas that was being smuggled in there, and the CIA's involvement, he threatened to expose it. And he was...
Wait, you're saying that with the ambassador to Libya in Benghazi, who was found beaten to death by a mob, you're saying they unleashed the mob on him because he was going to expose the United States as double-dealing in all of this?
Yep. And Chris Stevens and his assistant, I'm in my car, I don't have my notes, Sean Smith, I think it was, were the only two in the consulate that were killed. And then the CIA outpost that was a few blocks away, they blocked any aid coming to the consulate. Chris Stevens and his aide were locked in a quote-unquote safe room by one of the consulate employees where one of them died, one of them was unconscious from smoke inhalation. And then the two SEALs that were trying to defend the CIA outpost that were killed, they were killed because the CIA was not supposed to be taking action. They were supposed to be lying down and let Chris Stevens be taken out.
Do you think that any of this is in Hillary's emails?
If they can find all the emails, they will. But, you know, Jason Chaffetz and Mike Lee are neighbors of mine in Utah. When Jason was on the first committee investigating Benghazi, I told him about this. He started investigating Hillary, and he and his family were threatened to stop the investigation or they would pay for it.
But who threatened them?
Hillary's people.
Mm. Interesting. All right, so for the average listener out there, I'm following every beat of your heart. Where does that leave us with regard to the average person who's watching this go on? Is Russia our natural ally in the fight against radical Islam? I think so.
I think that's a very strong possibility.
No, but we know that's not the end game of Putin. I mean, you're a man who knows the inside of all of it. We know Putin's an ex-KGB head, and we know that he wants to expand Russia's power. That's a given. But isn't it true also that his ally now, Iran, wants to kill ISIS because ISIS is Sunni and they're Shia? Isn't that on a basic level true?
Well, it's like I said, another Arab is much higher than the infidels. Even though, you know, Putin can go in there offering all the help he wants, but he's still an infidel. So when it comes down to either a Shiite or a Sunni choosing another Arab, over the infidels, they'll choose the other Arab.
So you're actually stating that after the Iranians come into Syria, they're liable to join with with ISIS and attack the Russians?
I don't know if they would go that far at this point, because Putin has built up such an incredible military while we've been diminishing ours. You know, Obama is anti-Christian, anti-Semitic, anti-Israel, anti-free market, anti-constitution. Nothing he has done is to build up or for the betterment of America. While he's been deteriorating our military, Putin has been building his up with at light speed. You know, there's a reason that all the BRICS countries have denounced the U.S. dollar as reserve currency. China no longer recognizes it as reserve currency. Neither is Russia, neither is Australia, neither is India, neither does most of the world powers. And so as we lose our standing as a reserve currency, there's going to be huge economic repercussions.
Well, look, Bert, everything you have said is not news to me with regard to the currency, with regard to Obama. I know what he wants to do. You know it. I know it. Every intelligent human being knows what he is. How does he get away with it?
I have no idea. I know he's a puppet. I know there's much bigger forces that are pulling his strings. I don't know if they're so deeply connected that they can defend him, but he has committed several acts of treason. I don't understand why the FBI isn't going in there, the Department of Justice, and arresting him and pulling him out of the White House. He has made a joke of the Constitution. He's made a joke of America. He's weakened our position. He's alienated all our allies. He's sucking up to the Cubans and to Iran. I mean, how blind is the American public that they cannot see that he is selling us down the river, and if we don't do an about face damn quick.
Well, Bert, I can see why you're a regular listener to my program, but you're preaching not to the choir, but to the preacher of the choir. You're preaching to the preacher of the choir. I can only say you've elucidated the dollar connection, the gold standard and all that. That's something new. But the truth is, the gas thing is something new, that the fake army that you say the CIA set up to make it look bad for us, make Assad look bad. I didn't know about that, although I've heard hints of that on various and sundry websites. I'm going to send you something I know you're going to want to read. It's called Government Zero, a lot of which you will think is baby talk, but some of which you may not think is baby talk. You've really done your homework, Bert. Are there any concluding observations you'd like to leave us with?
I want the world to know that Chris Stevens was assassinated by U.S.-trained forces, and Hillary and the CIA were behind it.
Well, I wish you luck in your hiding place somewhere deep in the heartland of America. You must lead a very proscribed life, I would think.
I am sick and tired of this, and it may get me killed, but I am not going to stand for it anymore.
Wow.
Start exposing these
people. Well, Bert, I'll tell you what. I would send you a book, but I'm not going to have you give out your email address or anything. I don't think you're going to want to do it. I thank you very much for calling the program. That leads us to a new time on the Savage Nation, obviously, which is 45 minutes after the hour. We're still waiting to find out the religious orientation of the shooter in Oregon, because allegedly, or not allegedly, there are reports from eyewitnesses that after shooting a teacher in the head, attention liberals, attention multicultural fools, he told the students to state their religion and then he started killing them. Leads you to ask what his religion is, doesn't it? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. The only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CON. The enemy within.
There is no president anymore. Where is he? Russia is bombing in Syria 2 days in a row, and this clown has nothing to say except gun control talking points about the shooting in Oregon. And speaking about the shooting in Oregon, Everyone listening to the show heard the story. The shooter shot the teacher in the head, and then he asked all the students, told them, get on the ground, and then he said, state your religion, and he started executing them. 20 injured, at least 20 injured, 7 to 10 dead, all because it's a gun-free zone. All because of the nanny state that runs this campus. You know, and I know, in northern the Northwest, there are guys who know how to use guns, and women who know how to use guns. If they were carrying a weapon in their pocket, they wouldn't have died like sheeple on the floor. No, the opposite is true. Not a gun-free zone. We need the right to carry. That's what you need. At least you'd have a shooting chance whether you're in a church, a synagogue, or a schoolroom. Right now, you're a sitting duck for any jihadi or lunatic who wants to mow you down like a piece of grass. End of story. Land of the free and the home of the brave. Whatever happened to that? Yeah, land of the free and the home of the brave. I changed that one a long time ago. The land of the freak is what it's become. The land of the freak and the home of the brave. Like donkeys. KSFO, Daniel, fire away. You're on the Savage Nation. What's your topic?
Yeah, along that line, every time we have one of these shootings, and one of Obama's goals is to disarm America, the American public. The only thing, since World War II, the only thing that has frightened any foreign nation about invading us is we have an armed population. And
that is correct. That's 1,000% right. And by the way, the same president, the lying thief coward, who has nothing to say about the embarrassment of Putin bombing in Syria, is going to give a speech any minute about the college shooting. Isn't that interesting and convenient, Daniel?
Exactly. And he jumps on it. He wants to do.
There you go. There he is. The invisible man, the thin man, comes out from behind the curtain, and he's going to talk about the Oregon shooting and say nothing about his embarrassment in Syria. How he got that all wrong. Now, if he got that all wrong, what does he know about the Oregon shooting that we don't know? Isn't it convenient? I'm not saying, or shall I say just saying. Let's use modern parlance. Just saying. Isn't it convenient that there was a shooting the day after the thin man was exposed for who he is with the Russian bombing? Just saying. Not getting into a conspiracy theory that whoever did the shooting was sort of a, let's say, a cyborg controlled by someone in a back room and released to do the shooting so that the thin one could come out and give a speech against guns. Just saying. Not saying. Just saying. Not saying. Just saying. Not saying. Not saying. Just saying. KSFO, Harry, go ahead. You've got 30 seconds. Fire away.
Yeah, Michael, I think that Syria's been getting a bum rap for a long time. I mean, it's a dirty shirt, but it's the least dirty shirt in the hamper. You have to remember, you know, under Hafez Assad and his son, this present guy, Christians were saved in Syria. They had all these ethnic groups living there. It was like a fruit salad. They had Yazidis, Druze.
I know that. The Jews were safe, and yet the Jewish community has this one wrong again. Again, like stooges, they're up there for Obama, bombing Assad, getting him out of the way. Again, the Jewish community is run by morons.
Hey, Michael, I mean, it's incomprehensible.
I understand that Assad is a dirty shirt, but the best of the bunch in the laundry cart. I understand that ethnic minorities like Christians and Jews are protected by Assad. Does that explain why Obama wants him gone? Thank you. Just saying. That kind of explains why Obama wants him gone. Because he did protect the Christians and Jews. Just saying. Yeah, well, you get the picture, don't you? I'm sure we'll find out who the shooter was eventually once they burned the FBI went in. And we'll find out who the shooter was as much as we found out who stole the Solyndra money and who runs the ambulance companies. I guarantee they'll do plastic surgery on him before we even find out. It's the Savage Nation. I'd say be here or be nowhere, but I can't.